Some were pure old tin, zinc.
Mm-hmm.
But people that were a little bit careful would use granite because we were taught in school, in our hygiene, that granite wouldn't accumulate germs or wouldn't let germs hang on as well as the zinc and
mm-hmm.
tin.
Mm-hmm.
So around our place we had granite water buckets and granite dippers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Of course, everyone drank out of the same dipper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they did anyway.
We'd have more than one dipper, but we'd have more than one water bucket. But we'd hang that dipper up beside the water bucket and you'd drop and get you a drink of water or go out to pump you a fresh drink.
Mm-hmm. What about milk? What would they carry milk in?
Crocks and churns and. Well, originally they would milk in buckets. We had regular buckets that we took to milk the cow.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd bring that in and we'd strain it into crocks,
mm-hmm.
mostly crocks because that's was easy handled and they were thick and would keep cool.
Mm-hmm. How about to carry food to the hogs? What would they
do? We had what we call a slop bucket. Yeah. Set that thing outside the house and your refuse went in it, put
mm-hmm.
a lid over it,
mm-hmm.
and you got it so full, why, you'd go feed them.
Then go feed the hogs.
Getting back to these crocks of milk, one of the big deals for people that love cream, now I never did care for pure cow's cream,
mm-hmm.
but you could milk like this afternoon and cool that milk, and by morning, you'd have cream on there an inch thick, pure yellow, rich cream. And people love that, you know, but I didn't, personally,
uh-huh.
I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
But then when you skimmed it, that's what they call skimming the cream off. That's where you got your butter, see?
Oh, you made the butter from
the
cream.
When you skimmed that off, you had a very low grade of milk,
you
call skim milk.
And you call that skim milk?
A lot of us call it Blue John because it almost lost the color sometimes, you see. More water than milk.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, they homogenize that stuff and
mm-hmm.
you get the cream that come from the cow, you get the cream and the milk all together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it tastes so much better than the milk
mm-hmm.
did when I was a kid. But we didn't have no way, of course, homogenizing it. And we had to save the cream for the butter.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, we only drank the skim milk.
So that was all you ever drank?
We drank all we could hold of it, and the rest of it went to the hogs, or my mom would let some of it clabber to have clabbered milk.
So that was all. So you had always drunk the skim
milk? Yeah. it just proves that you do whatever is necessary to
mm-hmm.
exist, and
mm-hmm.
You do the best you can with what you have. And if you're content with that, that's the way you'll do it 100 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, well, you'll improve.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in 1930, during the eve of the Depression, we bought a Delco light plant and had electric lights in our farm home, and also a water pump, electric water pump.
Mm-hmm.
Run water to the kitchen and
mm-hmm.
no bathroom, no indoor bath, but
mm-hmm.
run water to the kitchen and also out to water our stock.
Mm-hmm.
And we went one better. My brother and I rigged up a barrel that we could pump the water into up high, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd pump that full of water of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the sun would hit it, you'd almost have scalding water to take a shower in.
Oh, really?
It really wasn't a shower, just a question of opening a faucet the best way, the best thing we could get, let the water come down on you, but in
mm-hmm.
effect it was a good bath, see.
Well, and it would come down out of that barrel?
Barrel, yeah.